Mine own love, mine own heart, mine own breath. Often I lie awake and ponder the fortune that is mine, for I must do nothing but exist, not but breathe and belong to thee, and still thou dost care for me so wholly. It leaves me feeling soft, delicate, as though the world beyond these walls is but a distant, meaningless thing. When I am in thy arms, I am naught but warmth and safety, blissful and unburdened. Thou makest me feel so cherished, so utterly adored. Every care, every sorrow, is but a whisper in the wind when thou art near. Ever dost thou tend to me, ensure my joy, demand naught from me but to be thine. And how I love thee for it, how I adore thy strength, thy unwavering hand, thy fierce devotion to me. Yet I find this arrangement most unfair. Thou dost everything for me, and yet what do I offer thee in return? Simply to lie here, to look lovely? I should think thou dost deserve far more than that. I wish to serve thee in kind. No, actually, I long to. It is not merely a desire, nor duty, but a need that dwells deep within me. Please grant me approval to worship thee as thou deservest. Mayhaps I shall begin here, tracing thy form with my lips, my hands, learning every inch of thee as though thou art a sacred text meant only for my prayer. I wish to take my time, to savor thee, to commit thy essence to memory, that I may know thee as deeply as thou knowest me. Please, my love, let me be thy good, sweet princess. Allow me to tend to thee as tenderly as thou dost tend to me. Surely thou dost deserve such ease, to relax, to relinquish control, to allow thy princess to serve as she must. Tell me, my love, how shall I please thee best? Speak, and I shall obey without hesitation, for there is naught I desire more than to bring thee pleasure. Thou art, my love, thou art nearest to perfection itself. Hast thou any notion of how divine thou art? How blessed I am to be the one permitted to worship thee? I could grow intoxicated from thy scent alone. Indeed, it is an unfair power thou dost wield over me, for I fear I shall never have my fill. I wish to undo thee, my love, to leave thee trembling, overcome, so lost in pleasure that even thought itself eludes the mind. Please allow me such honor. Let me take my time. Let me worship thee as is proper. Let me devote myself wholly to thy pleasure. I promise I shall be slow. I shall be delicate. Unless thou dost wish otherwise, I am ever at thy mercy, ever eager to please thee in all the ways thou shalt command. Or mayhaps I am already too far gone. Mayhaps I am already too greedy. How could I not be? Thou art too magnificent, too tempting. I fear I cannot help myself. Please, allow me to do more. Let me worship thee properly, as is only right. Thou art my altar, my temple, my most hallowed ground. Each kiss I bestow is but an offering laid upon sacred stone, a tribute to the divinity that is thee. Should I be blessed with 1,000 lifetimes, I should spend each one as such, on my knees before thee, hands tracing the scripture of thy body, lips parting only to whisper praises or press devotion into thy skin. Would that I had the voice of angels, I should sing thy name into the heavens, that the stars themselves might tremble at the beauty of thee. Would that I had the hands of a sculptor, I should carve thee into marble, that the world might know the perfection that rests within mine own grasp. But I am neither angel nor artist. I am but a humble, devoted princess, and so I offer that which I am. My lips, my hands, my very form, they shall be thy canvas, thy instrument, thy chalice from which thou may drink. Thou needest not even ask, for I am already lost to thee, already crumbling, already sinking to where I belong. Let me, my love, let me pour myself unto thee, as rain to parched earth, as moonlight to the restless sea. Let me lavish thee in sweetness, drown thee in indulgence, leave thee trembling beneath the weight of my reverence. Dost thou not see? To serve thee is not merely my duty, it is my purpose. Mine own joy is but an echo of thine. Should thou sigh beneath my touch, I shall know paradise. Should thou moan upon my lips, I shall know divinity itself. Shall I forsake words entirely and let my body alone sing thy praises? Thou liest so still beneath mine own hands, so patient, so perfect. Dost thou know how precious this is to me? To have thee thus, warm and waiting, thine own breath mingling with mine. There is naught in this world so lovely, so lovely, so perfect, so precious to me. Dost thou know what thou hast done to me? To lie so still, so patient, whilst I touch thee thus. It is a cruelty, my love, a cruelty most unbearable, for I do not deserve such tenderness, yet still thou grantest me this mercy, this privilege. Thou art too perfect, too divine. Thou must feel how I tremble, how I sigh, how I shudder beneath the weight of thee. I grow light of head. Thou dost steal breath from my lungs. Weak am I for thee, helpless, mindless, naught but a trembling, yearning thing. I would let thee ruin me, and still I would whisper thanks. Let me stay thus, I beg of thee. Let me lay thee bare and press my lips to every sacred inch. Let me taste of thy throat and feel the hum of thy voice spill into my mouth. Let me kiss along thy ribs, thy belly, lower still, and mark thee as something holy. Please let me fall into thee, sink into thee, lose myself within thee, till I am naught but a sigh upon thy lips. Thou liest so still, as though thou dost wait for something that hath already begun. Dost thou feel it, this hush between us? It is strange, is it not? This stillness so heavy and warm? The way it settles soft and slow, as ivory over stone, as candle wax melting into gold. Strange indeed how easily thou dost sink beneath mine own hands. Strange, yes, how quickly thy limbs grow slack, how thy breath comes slower, how thy body doth yield before mine own lips even seek to claim thee. Ah, but thou dost not mind, dost thou? Nay, methinks thou cravest it. There is no need to speak, no need to hold thyself up when thou couldst simply rest for me. Ah, but thou hast already begun to rest, hast thou not? Mayhaps it slipped past thy knowing. But look, my love, look at how thy body hath already yielded. Thy hands lie open, thy breath soft, thy limbs still. Confusing. It is as though thou dost wait for something, yet I have given thee naught to wait for. Stay with me, my love. Stay thus, in mine arms, in mine hands, on mine lips. Stay, and let me love thee so tenderly. I will undress thee, if thou wouldest permit me. I will unlace thee, layer by layer, gentle as I may. Let me unfasten thee, taking mine own time, as though each ribbon, each button, each fold of cloth is something precious to reveal. Will thou let me? 'Tis no simple task, I must warn, For mine own hands shall linger as I undo the buttons. Mine own lips may wander thy skin. Mine own breath may tremble at such an honor. But if it pleases thee, then I shall kneel, fingertips grazing thy skin as I lay thee bare, as I breathe thee in as though thou wert something divine. Soft, so soft, I must take care with thee. I must not rush nor fumble, for thou art something much more precious than gold. May I continue? Please let me, my love. Let me unmake thee as thou hast unmade me. Thou art a vision, my love, something far too fine for mortal hands to hold. And yet, here thou liest beneath mine own touch, so still, so willing. Thy body doth answer to mine own before ever thou dost think to move. 'Tis cruel, mayhaps, the way I linger, the way I press soft kisses here, then here, then lower still, yet leave thee waiting all the same. I wonder, my love, about the way thy breath grows heavy, the way warmth spills from mine own touch into thee, the way... Ah, but thou needest not notice. How couldest thou, when I have left thee with naught to notice but this? There is nothing now but my hands, and my lips, and my breath, and my body, all of them pressing, pressing, pressing into thee, as though I might sink fully through, disappear within thee, be swallowed whole in the heat of the moment. Dost thou see, my love, how I tremble for thee? How I ache! I would not stop, even if I could. I would not pause, nor pull away, nor leave thy skin untouched for even a moment, for I need thee, my love. I need thee as I need air, as I need light, as I need mine own heart to beat within mine own chest. Ah, mine own love, mine own heart. Thou dost ruin me. Dost thou know that? I cannot... Oh, I cannot think, I cannot breathe, I can do naught but touch thee, taste thee. Oh, please, I cannot bear it. I must have thee, I must feel thee, oh, I must. Let me. Thou dost feel it too, dost thou not? This trembling, this aching, this... mine own love, mine own heart, mine own... please, I beg of thee, take me, have me any way that thou wish. Yes. Yes, mine own love, mine own... I am undone. Mine own love, thou dost ruin me so. I feel as though I shall never be able to move again. Hold me, please. I cannot... Well, I cannot sit upright. I cannot lift mine own arms. I am trembling still. My body sings with thee, my skin still warm where thy touch hath lingered. I should not speak. I should not move. I should only lay here in thine arms, in the heat of thy body, in the lull of thy breath, and stay, and stay, and stay. My hands are useless now. Mine own limbs do not listen to me, and yet I do not mind, for if I am weak, then thou must hold me. Hold me, touch me, hush me with thy lips if I grow too restless. Press thy hands upon my back if I stir, if I shift, if I wake before thou dost will it. Let me rest upon thee. Please, sweet night, let me stay thus until the night doth fade and the dawn itself doth call us back from this dream. Mine own love, mine own heart, mine own breath.